ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So we are seeing chapter 32 of Canto 3. In this chapter we have already seen Kapil Bhagwan discuss about the Krama Mukti. One can go by karma and upasana up to Brahma Lok, Krama Mukti, and he can get knowledge there and get liberated. Then he suggests to his mother that don't go for the Krama Mukti. You can get Sadhya Mukti here. Sadhya Mukti means instant Mukti. Why go to Brahma Lok and then wait there for a long time? You can get it here only. So how can one get Mukti here? Then he says Bhakti Marg. By Bhakti Marg, we can reach there. And earlier we have seen the Bhakti Marg, Sattvik, Rajasik, Tamasik Bhakti, Sakam Bhakti and Niskam Bhakti. In all the Sakam Bhakti, we have seen that there is a Veda Drishti. Veda Drishti means Bhagwan is different from me. So long that Veda Drishti is there, whether it is a Sattvic Bhakti or Rajasic or a Tamasic Bhakti, we will see once again today that part. If there is a Veda Drishti, then even Brahmaji is seeing Veda Drishti, then he has to come back. He has to take birth again, whosoever may be, if he sees Veda Drishti. Evam, and also in Tattvabodh also we find evam upadhi vedat jiva ishwar veda drishti yavat paryantam tishtati. With the upadhi, if you are thinking that jiva and ishwar are different because of the upadhi, tavat paryantam janma marana adi roop sansar na nivartate. So our sansar, transmigration of Janma and Mrityu, will not end. So long I see the Veda Drishti. In earlier Bhagwan has said about that Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic, Abhisandaya yo hinsam dambam marsam evava sarambhi bhinnadrigva. Bhinnadrigva. Bhinnadrigva means Bhagwan is different from me. Kuryat tamasa, that is a tamasik. Again, rajasik, vishyan abhisandhaya, you want vishay, sense object, or yasa, fame, or aishwaram, opulence, and you are doing the puja. How you are doing the puja? Prithak bhava. Bhagwan is different from me. He is karmphaldata. I am worshipping because he will give me something in return. Prithak bhava is there. And in the sattvic also, karma niharam uddishya parasmin va tadarpanam yadet ashtabhyam iti prithak bhava. There also prithak bhava is there. So whether it is a sattvic bhakti or a rajasic bhakti or a tamasic bhakti, if the prithak bhava, bheda drishti, if we think that Bhagwan Paramatma is different from me, then what will happen? We have to come back. We have to come back. Then it was said, those who are attached in this life, attached to OET, attached to the world, so what will happen to them? Well, these people are Traivargika. Traibarika means they are interested only in dharma, artha and kama, not mukti, moksha. They are interested in only three, dharma, artha, kama. And according to their desire, they will go to the higher loka and come back. Traibarika, according to vasana, they will go to the upper loka or the pitra loka and will come back. That we already know. Since we are all born as a human being, we all are traivargika. In earlier life, we didn't ask for mukti. Otherwise, we would not have been sitting here. We were all traivargika only. Then, in verse number 22-33, in the last class, we saw Bhagwan should be the goal for all bhakta. All the seekers, they should have the goal. What is my goal? Paramatma should be my goal. So what should be done? First step is the shelter. You take saran of Bhagwan. Takes his shelter. In Bhagavad Gita also is the same thing. Those who come to my shelter, I take care of him. Then worship him. After taking shelter, worship him. How? Kaya vacha mansa. But the best is the mansa, by mind, continuously thinking. Then vacha or mansa, kaya. Then after that, what will happen if I worship? This will generate vairagya, This will generate vairagya in us. We become fit for the knowledge. When we become fit for the knowledge, after getting the knowledge, we become liberated. And such person sees what? Paramatma everywhere. With the open eyes also he is seeing Paramatma everywhere. With the closed eyes also he is seeing Paramatma everywhere. Then, vairagya is the aim of all yoga, whether it is bhakti yoga or jnana yoga or ashtanga yoga. Vairagya not from Bhagwan, vairagya from sansar. Vairagya from sansar is the aim of all yoga. Whether you take ashtanga yoga, bhakti yoga or jnana yoga. Then he comes to know that one Paramatma, or in the Vedantic language you can say, one Brahman is appearing all this thing. One Brahman is appearing all this thing, whether it is an inert thing or a sentient thing. In each and everything, that Brahman Satchidanand is there. And everything is Brahman. Why everything is Brahman? All ornaments made of the gold are gold only. Similarly, from that Brahman came the Mahatattva. We have all studied these things. From Mahatattva came Ahankar, from Ahankar came Tanmatra, from Tanmatra came the Stool Pancha Mahabhut. So who is the origin? Origin is Brahman. So all these things are what? Brahman only. They are Brahman only. So the chair is Brahman, monitor is Brahman, building is Brahman. Why? Pancha Mahabhut. All made of Pancha Mahabhut. If made of Pancha Mahabhut, where from this Pancha Mahabhut has come? From Brahman only. Therefore, all are Brahman only. So who can see Paramatma? Who can see Paramatma? Then it was said, four things are required. One is the samahit chitta. Samahit chitta means mind absorbed. Or mind is concentrated. Or mind is composed. Nisanga. Nisanga, without attachment with the world. Nisanga. Vairagya, nisanga, not attaching, nisanga. He is doing bhakti, worshipping Lord, and he has got vairagya. Four things are required to reach there. So this way Kapil Bhagwan has told about what should be the goal of life and how to reach that goal. How to reach, what sadhana we should do, that also Bhagwan has said. And whether you go by Jnana Yoga or Bhakti Yoga or any other yoga, you will reach that Paramatma only. You will reach that Paramatma. So which yoga should I take? It depends on my choice. My choice means what? According to my mind and intellect equipment. This is discussed in Kindle Life, very basic thing. We have got only two subtle equipment. One is the mind, another is intellect. It is only because of these two subtle things a person is CEO or a president, another person having the same mind and it's like working in the field. What is the difference? He also has got two hands. President also has got two hands, two eyes, one mind, one brain. All the equipment are one and same. What is the difference? Mind and intellect. And with this mind and two subtle equipment, we all know there can be only four combinations. There cannot be fifth combination. What is four combination? Four combination, either you are predominant intellect. If you are predominant intellect, you will say, why you are doing arti? Why are you showing incense? You are rational. You want answer. For that person, Gyan Marg is there. Or most of the people are emotional. Emotional. So bhakti requires emotion only. Love. For such people is the bhakti marg. Emotional. Or mind and intellect may be equal. In one case, we saw the intellect is predominant. Other case, mind is predominant. The third case can be the mind and intellect can be equal. For that it is karma yoga. Or fourth is mind and intellect not developed. Not developed. For them it is the hatha yoga. So we have got this for yoga for different type of people. It covers all types of people now. And what is the goal for all of them? Goal is only one. To reach that Paramatma. Now, Kapil Bhagwan discuss about the stages of spiritual development. Stages of spiritual development. Verse number 34.
Kriyaya kratubhirdhanaihi tapaswadhyayamarshanaihi atpendriya jayenapi sanyasena chakarmanam.
Kriya, kriya means the sakam karma. There is sraut karma and smart karma. Sraut karma according to Vedas, sraut karma. Smart karma according to smriti. According to smriti. Suppose in smriti somebody has said that you should give charity or make dharmasala or dig a well or open a dispensary, charitable dispensaries. These are called smart karma. Kratubhi. Kratubhi means yagya. Yagya according to the Vedas. According to Veda, whatever the rituals are said, you are doing that. Danai. Sharing. Danai. So you can share your wealth, you can share your time. Whatever you can share. Share danai. Tapaha. What is tapaha? Manascha Indriyanam Ekagram Paramam Tapa. We all know. Tapa is the concentration or the control of senses and concentration of mind. Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means what? Self-study. Not self-study of novels. Not self-study of film fear. And the scandals. No. Self-study of Adhyatma. Spiritual book. Shastra. Swadhyaya. Marsanai. Marsanai, reflection. Marsanai is a reflection on that. Atmendriya jayena api. Atmendriya, controlling your mind and senses. Atma. Atma means mind here. Indriya, all sense organs. Jaya, controlling. Controlling your mind and senses. Sanyasena cha karmanam. Karma sanyas. Karma says, no more doing this duties now. Because this person has done already karma yoga. Earlier he has done karma yoga. Now he has come to karma sanyas. In Bhagavad Gita, I am studying the karma sanyas. What is karma sanyas? Sravan manan nididhyasana. Karma sanyas. So there are three stages of spiritual growth. In verse number 34 is the first stage. In the first stage is that the householder following the Vedic injunction. Vedic injunction means the smriti, smart karma. And it consists of the basic ritual, sraut karma, yagya and all that. Then dana, tapa, study of shastra, swadhyaya, reflection on their meaning, practicing control of mind and senses, atmendriya jaya, and practice sannyasena karmana, no more doing now duties. Duties are over. Karma yogi has completed. Now he has come to karma sannyas. So we all know we have got four ashram: brahmacharya, grihastha, vanprastha, and sannyas. So what should be done in brahmacharya ashram? Now you have to tell, vedo nityam adhiyatam. In first 25 years, vedo nityam adhiyatam. Then you come to know the goal of life, how to achieve that goal of life. And grihastha ashram, you should act according to the shastra. According to the shastra, shastra tells you how to act in the world. Whether you study any Upanishad or Bhagavad Gita or Ramayana or Bhagavatam, all of them will say that whatever action you are doing, that should be for your happiness. Whose happiness? Lord's happiness. Very good. I'm so happy that at least you know. You know the principle that you have to act in this world for the happiness of the Lord. And after that, when you act in this way, what will happen? Your vasana will come down. When I am acting in this world for the happiness of the Lord, vasana will come down. But if I am acting for my happiness, vasana will increase. It is a science. It will increase. And if the vasana increase, that means I am giving a blueprint to the Lord for my next birth. Next. And in the third, what I have to do? If I have done all my action in the grihastha ashram, which will purify my mind. Purify my mind means vasana will be reduced. How vasana will be reduced? Because I have done karma yoga. Why you have done karma yoga? I studied shastra. When did you study shastra? In brahmacharya ashram. I came to know how to act in the world. Mind is purified. Grihastha ashram over. Now you have to concentrate your mind on Lord. Vanprastha ashram. That is the job of vanprastha ashram. And sannyasa ashram, study scripture, get realized, mukti. So four ashrams are for mukti. Step by step, what should be done, it is said. So whatever is done in the four ashrams should be done with bhakti and for the happiness of the Lord. And Bhagavad Gita also says, yat karosi, yat asnasi, yat jihosi, dadasi, yat. Yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurasva madarpanam. Yat karosi, jo bhi aap karte ho, whatever you are doing. Yat karosi. Then yat asnasi means whatever you eat. Whatever you eat. Whatever you eat means with five sense organs, whatever you perceive or you take. Yat asnasi, yat juhosi means if you are doing yajna, whatever you are offering. When we are offering in the fire ritual, we chant a mantra and we say, this is a lot for you. Yat juhosi, dadasiyat, whatever you are giving as a charity. Dadasiyat. Yat tapasyasi, whatever austerity you are doing. Kaunteya tat kurusva madarpan, oh, offer to me. Bhagwan says, whatever you are doing in this world, you do it for me. Bas, katam. Next, 35.
योगेन विविधांगेन भक्ति योगेन चैवहि धर्मेन युभयचिन्नेन य प्रवृत्ति निवृत्तिमान
योगेन विविधांगेन बाय योग इन द योग वी हैव गॉट द डिफरेंट डिविजंस लाइक इन अष्टांग योग देयर आर एट स्टेप्स देयर विविध अंग भक्ति योगेन चैवहि एंड विद द भक्ति योग आल्सो Whether you go by that Ashtanga Yoga or the Bhakti Yoga. Dharmano ubhaya chinnena. Dharmano means prescribed duties. Whatever duties we have been given, allotted by the Lord. Ubhaya chinnena. Ubhaya means the two types. What are the two types? Pravritti nivritti nam. Yeah, pravritti nivritti. What is pravritti? Pravritti, according to the Vedanta, is pravritti means doing actions for the happiness of the Lord. Pravritti. I have to exert myself because I have got a lot of vasana. So I have to follow the pravritti mark. Pravritti mark does not mean that you are doing for your happiness. Pravritti mark means you are doing karma yoga. And what is nivritti mark? In Vedanta, nivritti mark means sravan manan nididhyasana. Karma yoga, karma sannyas. Nivritti mark. In bhakti, what is pravritti marg? In bhakti, pravritti marg is worshipping Lord is pravritti. I mean, whatever action I am doing for the bhakti. Nibritti, what is nibritti? Withdrawing from the world. So in jnana marg, pravritti and nibritti means karma yoga, karma sannyas. In bhakti marg, pravritti means doing actions for the Lord. Devotion for the Lord. And nibritti? Nibritti from the world. Withdrawing from the world is nibritti. So the second stage is that those who follow a way of life that combines both pravritti and nibritti, they follow navada bhakti. In the bhakti marg, we have to follow navada bhakti. We have already seen navada bhakti. It was earlier we have seen. Sravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pad sevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam atmanivedanam. Navada bhakti follow. Earlier also we have seen navada bhakti can be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. We have studied all these things. Navada bhakti supported by the karma and the concentration of mind. Dharma ubhaya chinnena pravritti nivritti, detached from the world, that is nivritti. And attached to the Bhagwan is pravritti, according to the bhakti marg. And in Vedanta, when we do karma yoga and karma sannyas, what will happen? By karma yoga, mind is purified. Karma sannyas, I get the knowledge. And sarvan mana nidhyasana, I get the experience also. Aparoksha anubhuti, and I get liberated. Next.
Atma tattva vabodhena vairagyena dhrena cha iyate bhagavane bhihi saguno nirguna swadrik.
Atma tattva avabodhena. Avabodhena means understanding, knowing. What? Atma tattva. Final goal is that to realize the atma tattva. Atma tattva avabodhena. How it will happen? Vairagyena dridhena. Dridhena means intense, strong vairagya. Strong vairagya is needed. Iyate, such person perceives. Iyate. What? Bhagavan. He perceives Bhagavan. Ebhi. Ebhi means this sadhana, whatever sadhana we saw just now in verse number 34 and 35, whatever sadhana was stated by the kriyaya, smart karma, shraut karma, dana, tapa, swadhyaya, marsan, that means reflection, all these things. Pravritti and nibritti, iyate bhagwan ebhi. And what type of bhagwan? Saguno nirguna. It can be nirgun. Nirgun means without any form. Nirgun nirakar, atma tattva, brahman, or saguna. Saguna means taken a form. Taken a form. And how? Swadrik. Swadrik means he experiences inside. Himself he sees. He sees inside himself. So third is that of the advanced seeker who have intense vairagya and devotes himself exclusively to the realization of Atma. You see, a whole thing is the play of mind. Mind is playing in the world. Vairagya means withdraw the mind from the world. Vairagya. Now this mind is to be applied into the Atma Tattva. Or toward the Lord, bhakti marg. So if you say, no, I have got a sufficient vairagya from the world, but you have not applied the mind to the Bhagwan, will you get realization? No, I will not get realization. So process of vairagya, atma tattva bodhena, understanding our real nature. To understand that real nature, first is vairagya. And when you get the knowledge, it automatically, vairagya will come. Vairagya will come. Now you will not be interested in the petty sukh of the world. Why? I am now enjoying the bliss. Why should I go to the world? Vairagya. I will not go to the world. So after knowing our true nature, one becomes detached to the world. But this avabodh is not theoretical. It is swadrik. Swadrik. It's not theoretical. You experience, it is aparoksha anubhuti, it is a direct experience. Each one of us can experience it. Swadrika. So when we have got the sufficient vairagya from OET and the mind is applied toward Bhagwan, we all can see. We all can see. But if you say, if you are worshipping Anna Devata, Chota Mota Devata, what will happen? You will go to their lok. But if you want mukti, Bhagwan says that you have to worship Paramatma. Or in Bhagavad Gita, I will say Vasudev. You have to worship Bhagwan Krishna.
Pravocham bhakti yogasya swarupam te chaturvidham kalasya cha avyakta gatehe yayantar dhavati jantushu.
Pravocham, Kapil Bhagwan says, now I have told you. Oh my mother, Pravocham bhakti yogasya swarupam nature. I have told you the nature of bhakti yoga. What is the nature? Chaturvidham. It is four types. Chaturvidham. I have told you all four types. And also I told you kalasya abhyakta gati. Kalasya, the time. Time factor also I told you. Abhyakta, very difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand the kala gati. Yo antar dhavati jantusu. And that kal is pursuing, chasing all jiva. Kali changing all jiva. So Bhagwan says, I have already told you fourfold character of the Sagun Bhakti. Sagun Bhakti are three. Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic. Then also he said, Nirgun Bhakti. You remember? Nirgun Bhakti. What is Nirgun Bhakti? Nirgun Bhakti, again you refer to chapter 29, verse number 11 and 12. Nirgun Bhakti is madgun shruti matrena mai sarva guhase. Madgun, listening to my leelas. Shravan matrena, only you are hearing. And who is this Lord? Sarva guhase, residing in everyone's heart. Sarva guhase manogatir abhichinna. And then the mind, your thoughts are continuously thinking about the Lord. Manogati. All your thoughts. Manogati abhichinna. Without any break. Abhichinna. Yatha ganga abhasom badau. Yatha ganga. Like the Ganga river flowing continuously toward the ocean. Same way the thoughts should be continuously toward the Bhagwan. Not a single thought should be there of the world. Continuous like. Then lakshanam bhakti yogasya. This is the manifestation of the, what is that? Nirgunasya. Nirgunasya. Unadulterated. Udahitam, it is exhibited. Ahetuki. Ahetuki. I don't expect anything. In Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic, I am expecting something. If I am expecting something from Bhagwan, that is Sakam Bhakti. So when we go to the temple, when we do puja, now you try to introspect. What did you do there? You offered puja for getting something? Or you promised, Bhagwan, ye do, then I am coming next week to offer you $11 puja. Then it is Sakam Bhakti. Bhagwan will say, okay, he is my bhakta. He is my bhakta. Oh, he wants toy, one small toy. What is that? I want one house. For Bhagwan, it is only a toy, na? Isko de do. He is happy. At least he is not bothering me. Like mother is working in the house, and the baby, you give him toy number one, toy number two, toy number... Baby is playing. Not bothering mother. And mother is doing other work. So Bhagwan is doing some other work. All maintenance job he is doing. Aur dusra kaam karte hain. And he, mother knows, my child is happy. Let him play. Similarly, Bhagwan also, see, this bhakta is asked for only one house, a two-bedroom apartment. Lele, be happy. So he will be happy for at least few years. Mil gaya mere ko. Unless that after that you want a bigger house. So long if you are asking Lord to get something of the world, Bhagwan is happy. Lelo, chup raho tum, bas, you are not bothering me. But here he says, ahetuki, nirgun bhakti ahetuki, I am not asking anything. And abhyabhita ya bhakti purushottame, abhyabhita, Bhagwan is not different from me. In other bhakti, it is different from me. When I am going for sattvic, rajasic and tamasic bhakti, it is different from me. I know he is the giver. He can give me. So I have already told you fourfold character of sagun bhakti, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic and nirgun bhakti. And also the nature of kaal or time, which movement cannot be perceived and bring about janma and mrityu. According to the time, we are getting born again and again of all the living beings. So earlier we have seen that the bhakti can be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. And bhakti, according to Bhagavat, can be of nine types. We have already seen navada bhakti. Then this bhakti again depending on the devta. Again it is divided. How is that? Yajante sattvika devan, yaksha rajasi rajasa, pretan bhut gananacharne, yajante tamasa jana. Now some people, they go to devta. They are sattvic. Other go to yaksha and rakshas. Yaksha, you go to the kuber, you do kuber puja. Yaksha, this is rajasic. Other go to bhut and prith, you go to samsan ghat, crematorium. And start doing puja, bhut and prith. That is tamasic. So we have seen the bhakti can be of various types, many types can be, bhakti can be of various types. Next, or 38.
Jivasya samsitir vannihi avidya karma nirmitaha ya svanga pratisannatma na veda gatimatmanah.
Jivasya of jiva, we are all jiva. Sansriti bhavi, sansriti means transmigration, taking different bodies. Maybe there are many types of bodies. We all know 84 like types of bodies are there. There can be many, many this thing. And how it is having? Avidya karma nirmita. Avidya karma nirmita. This word should come to your mind and immediately you should say avidya kam karma. Which is, we call one word, anarthakari parampara. Abhidya, abhidya means not knowing our true nature is called abhidya. In our BMI chart, it is vasana, vi. Because of our vasana, there comes a desire in our intellect. In buddhi, a desire will come. Why a desire will come? I want to be happy. I want to have me. Are you are Atman, Brahman. Brahman is Sachidananda. But I don't know Sachidananda. I don't know Sachidananda. Therefore, I want to be happy. So how you want to be happy? A desire will come. What desire will come? I want a house. I will become happy. You will become happy for 2 days, 1 month, 2 months. When you have to pay installment mortgage, on that day you become unhappy. Whole month I work so hard. Now the installment money is so much. Abhidya kam. And according to the desire, I act in the world. How to act in the world? I don't know. And I am increasing my abhidya. Abhidya vasanas. Since I am not doing actions for the happiness of the Lord, all actions are for my happiness, therefore vasana, which is avidya, is being increased. So we all are in that. Avidya kam karma, avidya kam. This is called anarthakari parampara. It is continuously happening. Now if we remove this avidya, removing avidya means if we come to know our true nature. What is our true nature? I am Brahman. I am Sachidanand. I don't need anything of the world to become happy. I don't need anything of the world. To maintain body, I have to go to the world. To maintain body, I have to go to the world. Or for becoming happy, I don't need any objects of the world. I don't need any objects of the world. Sati bhavi avidya kama avidya karma nirmita ya anga ya mana into which anga means o mata, o my mother. Pravisat atma na ved gati atmana. And this pravisat, he falls, this jivatma, he falls into this cycle of avidya, kam and karma. And na veda gati atmana, he is not able to understand kya gati milega because of my vasana, whether the next life I will be a mosquito or a worm, I don't know. I don't know. And continuously we are going round and round and round. So further I have described you how the jeev, having come under the influence of avidya and karma, becomes completely forgetful of his true nature. We are supposed to know our true nature in this human form, but we all have forgotten. We are not doing anything for that. And therefore transmigrate along different paths to hell, heaven and our three life. So sometimes with the punya karma we go to the higher loka, with the pap karma we go to the lower loka. So because of the pap we suffer there, then again cleaned, again sent here. Jao, phir se jao, try for the mukti. No. And before birth we have seen the jiva praying to the Lord. He knows everything. What is happening, this avidya kam karma also the jeev knows. Inside the womb he is praying to the Lord. But the moment he comes out, bas, maya catches him. And we don't know, the ignorant will never come to know when this cycle of birth and death will end. Ignorant will never come to know when this will end. So Lord has also given us the Shastra, Gita, Upanishad, Bhagavatam, following which we can come out of the traveling to different loka. We can come out. If we follow our Shastra, we can come out. So how can he come out? What is the first step? Satsang. Unless he comes to satsang, he will never come to know. What is the goal of life? Therefore, in Ramayana it is said, Pratam Bhagati Santan Karasanga, Dusari Ratimam Katha Prasanga. First step is satsang. Unless you come to satsang, you will never come to know that you have to do vivek discrimination between nitya and anitya. Never. They don't teach you in the school and college or university. They will teach you how to do vivek between anitya and anitya. Anitya and anitya. Only when you come to satsang, you come to know that I have to do this vivek. But for this, you know, two things are required. Buddhi and Ichha. Buddhi, all the intellectual people in the world has got the buddhi to understand. They all can understand, but they don't have Ichha. But if somebody has got Ichha but no buddhi, he can also not understand. For knowing Atma Tattva, we need both buddhi and iksha. I must have subtle intellect. By subtle intellect only, we can understand. In Kathopanishad it comes. We need subtle equipment for that. A subtle intellect. And we can know it. Next.
Nayetat khalaya upadishet, na vinitaya karhichit, na stabthaya na bhinnaya, naiva dharma dhvajaya cha.
Now Kapil Bhagavan says, whatever I've told you, O mother, you should not tell to other, these type of peoples. You should not give this knowledge to, na etat, not etat means this instruction, whatever I have given to you, whom... Khalaya, khalaya means the envious people. Envious people Upadesat means the teach. And avinitaya, not to agnostic. Karahichit, ever, never give to these type of people. Na sthabdhaya, one who has got the proud. Sthabdhaya, proud person. Na vinnaya, vinnaya means durachari, one who misbehaves. Na durachari. Naiva dharma dhajaya means hypocrites. So these type of people should not be given knowledge. Don't give it to them. Therefore, even before giving knowledge to our Gurudev, Tapovan Maharaji checked whether he really wants or not. He made him run from Uttarkashi to Rishikesh to get a reference letter. Sivananda Swami. He said, Sivananda Swamiji has sent to me. Has he given you a letter? No. Go and get it. All the way he went down to get the letter. When he came back, he wanted to show, well, I keep it. Oh, he understood. Now he wants. He is a real seeker. In Kathopanishad, we find the case of Nachiketa also. Examined him, Nachiketa. Gave him all, he said, you take my apsaras, these all magicians, chariots, rath lelo. But the 8 year old boy, he has got so much of vairagya, he says, no, I don't want all these things. You give me atmagyan. Everything has got an end, and they will drain my energy. I don't want all these things. So these people should not be given. So one should never teach this gospel of mine to a wicked person or to him who is wanting modesty. There is no modesty. That means durbinita. Or to arrogant man. Or to a moral rake. Or in no case to a hypocrite. Inko to nahi dena hai. Achha. Aur kisko nahi dena hai? Some more are there.
Na lalupaya upadishet, na griharuda chetase, na abhaktaya chame jatu, na mad bhakta dvishamapi.
Na lalupaya, lalupaya means those who are greedy. This knowledge should not be given to the greedy. Upadishet, upadesh, that means teach, don't give it to the greedy people also. Na griharuda chetase. And not to the people who are attached to family. Dekho. Because it will not work, you know. It will not work.
Too much.
Whatever Kapil Bhagwan is saying, I'm telling you. I'm not adding a single word there. If you are attached to family, you are attached to anatma. Unless you detach. He is not saying give up the family. He is not saying give up your family or kill them. No, he is not saying. Griha arura chetasa, mind is there in the house, in the family. Mind is required on this side to atma. Your mind is engaged in anatma. Kuch nahi hoga. Don't give it to them. Na abhaktaya, one is not devotee. There are many people who say, Bhagwan, kahan Bhagwan? There is no Bhagwan. Abhaktaya. Na mad bhakta dishamapi. Those who are envious of my bhakta. Those who are envious of my devotees, unko bhi nahi do. Don't give it to them. So nor should one impart this knowledge to a man thirsting after sense pleasures or to a person attached to his home or to a abhakta or to those who hate my bhakta. Don't give. Same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 18 you will find idam tena tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachana न च सुश्रवे वाच्यम न च माम्य अभ्यसूयति. One who is not my bhakta, don't give it to him. One who doesn't want to listen, don't give it to him. Many times here, na, working committee people, they all want. So many 500 children are there, but the parents are only 50 to the Gita class. So what is happening? Why they are not coming? They should read this. Why this knowledge should not be given to them? Many times we have thought, unko pakad ke lao, andar lao. Once they start listening, they will come here. Are nahi hoga. It will not happen. We don't have a gatekeeper. Only if you have got the quality, if you have done the punya, then only you come to meet a sant. Vinu punya punja milaina santa. Punya punja, punja means punji, capital. Without the capital of merit, you will not meet a sant. You can't just walk in. Even if you, by mistake, you walk in, you will sit here and you will start thinking, where is the keys of my car? Is it in the car? You will run out. Now whom this knowledge should be given? 41 and 42.
Shraddhadhanaya bhaktaya vinitaya yanasuyave bhuteshu kritamaitraya shushusaviratāya cha bahirjata viragaya shantachittaya diyatam nirmatsaraya suchaye yasyaham preyasam priyaha.
Shraddhadhanaya, faithful one who has got the faith, shraddhaya. Whatever his shastra is saying or whatever the teacher is saying, it is true. It is true. Bhaktaya, bhakta, and vinitaya, he is respectful. Anusuyave, he is not finding fault in my teaching. Not finding. Anusuyave. Many people, they find fault. Gita? Who told? When was that? 5,000 years ago? Not applicable today. But they don't know. 5,000 years ago or 50,000 years ago or millions of years ago, Atma is one and same. Brahman is same, one and same. And Atma is same. Five great elements are same. Therefore, Gita is applicable even today. Bhuteshu kritamitaya. The jiva who is friendly to all bhuta, all beings. He is friendly. Whether it is, whatever form it is. He is friendly. Susutrava abhirataya cha. And he is eager to do seva. Eager to do the seva. And bahir jata viragaya. And he has developed vairagya from the outside. The mind which is going outside. Bahi. He has developed vairagya. Santa chittaya. Chitta means mind. Mind is peaceful. The mind when goes to the world, it gets agitated. When the mind is not in the world, it is peaceful. Whole day we are in the world outside. Is it peaceful? No. When the mind is in deep sleep, when it is not in the world, it is peaceful. Santa chittaya diyatam. Give them, instruct. Inko do. If you have got these qualifications, this should be given them. Nirmatsaraya, non-envious, suchai, suchai means clean, purified person. Yasyaham priya, saham priya, to whom I am the dearest. They love me. They love Bhagwan. To such people you give. So it may be imparted to a man of full reverence, a bhakta, a meek soul, an uncaviling man, one who is friendly to all jiva, and to him who takes delight in service, one who has developed vairagya, a man who has peaceful mind, or who is free of jealousy, and one who is pure inside and outside, and one who holds me dearer than all. If we have got these qualifications, then we are qualified to listen to Kapil Bhagwan's Upadesh. In Bhagavad Gita also it is say, Ya imam paramam guhyam mad bhaktesu abhidhasyati. This guhya jnan, this top secret jnan. Why top secret? Unless somebody tells, we'll never come to know. It is already with all of us. Unless somebody tells me, I will never come to know. So they are paramam guhyam jnan. This should be given to these people. Achha, why it is said, don't give to them gomdira? Like if you put a seed in the barren land, will it sprout? No, in barren it must sprout. If it is the rock, it is sand, it will not sprout. So what is the bhumi? Bhumi, where it is seed is put? Mind. If the mind is not prepared, if mind is running toward an atma, if you give him this knowledge, he said, no, not interested. I've told you we used to distribute pamphlets in India. In Kolkata we used to distribute pamphlets. Oh, Guruji ka gyan yagya, Guruji is coming. So he will take chapter this and this and this and this. A pamphlet on this day, this time, this time. While people are doing their morning walk, so we used to, one person, while walking, he will not stop. You are giving, person is coming from that side, pick up and goes there, and he comes back. He comes back. While walking, he reads. Oh, he says, Gita, he comes back. And returns. And what happened? This is not my time to go listen to Gita. It is said here, Anusuya ve, un anusuya man, in the guna also you seeing the dosh. Like a Brahman who is doing a sandhya for 3 times a day. Huh? But you see, you tell him that Brahman is greedy, you know. Brahman is greedy. Are you? This is anusuya, finding fault everywhere. Then in the last verse, Bhagwan says, a beautiful thing he says.
Yaidam srunuyadamba shraddhaya purusa sakrit yo bhavi dhatte machittah saheti padavim chame.
Yaha hu idam this srunuyat amba. Amba means, O mother, whatever knowledge, whatever I have said in the bhakti mar, amba, if a person hears, how? Shraddhaya, with faith. Whatever Kapil Bhagwan has said, I have brought Shraddha. This is my goal and I have to reach there, and these are the means. This is the sadhana. All sadhana we have discussed today. Shraddha, Purusa, Sakrita. Sakrita means once. If we hear once, only one time. Yo va abhidatte, yo or va otherwise abhidatte speaks about it. So one is listening, other is speaking about this thing. Whatever Kapil Bhagwan is saying, somebody is explaining. Abhidatte machitta. Machitta means mind fixed in me. When you are listening or speaking about the sadhanas and the goal of life, machitta, mind is with Bhagwan. Otherwise, if you are physically sitting here, but the mind is reveling outside, so will knowledge will happen? No, it will not happen. Machitta saha eti padavim chame, he attains my abode. Ek bar sunna hai sukrit. Sakrit means once. If the mind is prepared and if you have got the Shraddha, only once. And we know the whole thing was said by Sukhdevji Maharaj to Parichit, and knowledge happened. Listen once. So this is the importance of this knowledge. If mind is prepared, ready, tattvamasi, only one sentence is sufficient, that's all. That also we don't have to say. Only with this jnana mudra will knowledge will happen, only this much. Dakshina. Guru will not say in Dakshina Murti Sotan, We not speak anything. Only bas. And the Sishya also all are, they are knowledgeable. They know what this means. Jiva Brahma Ekya. That's all. This much is knowledge. Puspika Bhagavat.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Tritiya Skandhe Kapile Dvatrinshodhyayah. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.